Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of showing mercy, which encompasses giving, forgiving, and understanding, as it reflects God's nature and ultimately leads to holiness. Today's Bible passage is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 7 to 8. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God.
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. These words from Jesus remind us of the importance of mercy and purity of heart in our lives. But what does it mean to be merciful and clean of heart? Mercy has a dual nature, encompassing both acts of giving and forgiveness. When we show mercy, we are not only helping and serving others, but we are also reflecting the divine nature of God, who is the ultimate giver and forgiver. By emulating these qualities, we become more aligned with His perfection and holiness. To act with mercy is to see others through the lens of compassion and respond to their needs. It means treating others with kindness, empathy, and generosity. Whether it's lending a helping hand or offering forgiveness, showing mercy allows us to participate in God's work here on earth. In addition to acts of mercy, maintaining purity in our hearts is essential. We need to keep our hearts and minds free from sin and the pollution of the world. When we do so, we open ourselves up to experiencing the presence of God in our lives. It is those who strive to remain pure, free from the defilements of worldly desires, who are blessed with the privilege of seeing God. During times of doubt or struggle, we can turn to the Lord for guidance. We can seek His help in developing a merciful heart, one that is sensitive to the sufferings of others. By empathizing with the pain of our neighbors, we become more aware of how we can alleviate their burdens. May the Lord assist us in developing a merciful heart. For in doing so, we not only bring comfort to others, but also experience a deep sense of connection and empathy. When we truly understand and share in the sufferings of those around us, it transforms our perspective and allows us to become vessels of God's love. Let us strive to be merciful and compassionate in our actions, always mindful of the impact we can have on others. By extending a helping hand, offering forgiveness, and living with integrity, we not only honor God, but also create a more harmonious and kinder world. Remember, the decision to act with mercy is within our hands. We have the power to make a positive difference in the lives of others by choosing to be merciful. In doing so, we become living testimonies of our transformation and reflect God's grace in our lives. Being merciful is not only about the external actions we take, but also about the transformation that happens within us. It is through acts of giving, forgiving, and understanding that we can experience the true essence of holiness. May our hearts be filled with compassion, and may we always strive to see and act with mercy. In doing so, we invite God's presence into our lives, strengthening our connection with Him and spreading His love to those around us. So let us embrace the call to be merciful and clean of heart. Let us be vessels of God's love and grace in this world. By doing so, we contribute to the creation of a more compassionate and harmonious society, honoring God and reflecting His divine nature.
Let's close with a prayer. Help me, O Lord, that my heart may be merciful, so that I may feel all the sufferings of my neighbor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we reflect on the profound message of showing mercy and cultivating a compassionate heart, may we remember the words of Jesus. Blessed are those who show mercy, for they will receive mercy in return. Let us embrace the dual nature of mercy, both as givers and forgivers, and seek to reflect God's divine nature in our lives. By doing so, we not only honor Him, but also contribute to a more harmonious and kinder world. So let our hearts be filled with compassion, and may we always strive to see and act with mercy, inviting God's presence into our lives. Thank you for joining us today. If you found these insights valuable, please consider sharing them with others. Until next time, take care and goodbye.